And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day out there. And speaking of financial freedom, did you know you can start down that path to financial freedom by buying just one single family rent house? Just one. Yeah, that's it. That sets the what we call the cash flow snowball rolling. Now, one house will not retire you if that's your goal, but it gets the snowball going. And you create passive income from that one investment. And in fact, it's very easy to then go on and buy a few more of these rentals and easily add, an additional $1,000 a month or even more to your monthly income. So look around what's going on all around you right now with prices and everything else. And ask yourself, could I use an extra $1,000 in passive income right now? Yeah, probably so. I won't turn it down. Let's put it that way. And if you're new to the show, that's exactly what I did. In fact, I bought my first rental house exactly 12 years ago this month. 12 years ago. And then added another probably about a month, month and a half later. Got it under contract. And then another few months after that. And my cash flow snowball was already triple in size and growing. So I've been buying houses over the past dozen years now, renovating them and then renting them out, creating that cash flow, getting to that financial freedom. And I did. Now, we've also been investing in apartments probably about 5 years now. But I'll tell you, before I bought that first house and started creating that extra cash flow, I knew absolutely nothing about this space. Real estate investing, no clue. No idea at all. But fortunately, I caught this very radio program every weekend for a number of months, maybe even a year, together with my wife before we wised up and went and checked out the free workshop and became members. And I'll tell you, if you're new to the show again, that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles is an education and mentoring group. And we've been around for over three decades now, very, very long track record. And Lifestyles teaches you how to do the things you need to do to buy, to renovate, to put this cash flow into place. And I'll tell you, we do things and think about things in a very specific way. And I would dare to say a better way than a lot of the people that may be in this real estate space out there think. And Lifestyles Unlimited certainly lays out the best practices for you to follow as you acquire single family houses, as you perhaps you choose to invest in apartments instead or do both. We lay that out for you if you follow the education. And we help you with mindset, in fact, as well, and help you think about this business because it becomes a business for you. Not one that has to take a lot of time, by the way, but I want you to think about it in the right mindset, and Lifestyles Unlimited helps you do that. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of people out there that don't follow any particular best practices. So if you're looking around in the market and taking advice from here and from there, be aware, because a lot of people don't think of this as a business. And that leads me to today's show. It's been a couple weeks now. I've been kind of cogitating on this notion for a while. I saw someone ask the question in the past few weeks in a forum that I'm in. It's just for Lifestyles Unlimited members. And this person, he asked the question, he's been hearing this out there, I guess. And he said, what do people mean when they say, and I quote here, it's just a rental? When you hear that, it's just a rental, what do you think? What do people mean by that? Is it just a rental? As I was thinking about this, I kept having this image in my head. You know, we homeschool our son and we've been learning about, you know, we go to a lot of national parks in our RV as well. So coupled together, we've been learning about Yellowstone, and you know, there's a big volcano under there that drives the Old Faithful and all that good stuff. But we watched a few videos, and these kept popping into my head, and you've probably seen them before. Tourists at Yellowstone getting out of the car. There's a bison. I'm gonna go take a selfie with this. It's just a big furry cow, right? That's what they think to themselves. and they approach these big beasts for a picture, a selfie, or some other stupid reason, and they have no real understanding. They don't have the right mindset. It's just a big furry cow. Wham! They get broadsided, or worse, gored. Maybe there's a whole herd there. I saw some video. Stampede. So it's a wrong mentality there, don't you think? It's just a big furry cow. Now, are you in the rental space? Are you going to be gored or stampeded if your thought process going into that rental is, quote, it's just a rental? No, not exactly. Not exactly, but you might be broadsided. You might be caught off guard, let's say, if you go in with that mentality. And I'll tell you, 99 times out of 100, when you hear someone say, it's just a rental, it's meant in the pejorative, meaning it's a negative statement. Maybe they're thinking about it from a too much of a lazy perspective, let's say. It's a rental. I don't need to take care of it. Just keep that junky old flooring, just keep that junky old ceiling fan from the 70s. You've probably seen where the blades are so old, they're just drooping. They're about to touch the floor. Don't tend to those tenants' issues, right? Not just a rental, right? And really what it is a business. If you're building up a portfolio of rental houses working towards your financial freedom, you need to think of it as such and stay away from that particular language, because I disagree with this thinking. However, there is one time, 99 times out of 100, I disagree. There's one time where I do agree that it's just a rental. Now, that's not the precise phrase that I use in my head, but I'll tell you what I mean. I'll tell you what I mean later. But for you that are new, if you plan to get into this business, dispense with the pejoratives. Get that phraseology out of your head. And I mentioned it transitions eventually from it's just a rental to it's just a tenant, right? I don't know if you've ever noticed, but we tend to refer to our clients, and that's what they are, as residents, not as tenants, because that does have a bit of a negative feel to it as well. So we're trying to get away from this negative thinking. And if you're thinking in those terms, why would you do this at all? You know, maybe that's the real question. And if it's not, okay, if it's not just a rental, what is it? It's your financial freedom. That's what we're working on here. It's your retirement. It can be. It can be a little cash machine, a little ATM, automatic teller machine, a golden goose that puts cash into your pocket every month. It's a wealth builder. It works quietly in the background. Often you don't even notice on your behalf. If it's your first rental house, just like mine 12 years ago this month, it's the beginning of your cash flow snowball. And much, much more. Much, much more. Let's talk about some of these just to be sure you understand what I mean, especially if you're new to the show. And to be sure that you understand the power of these things that are not just rentals, okay? So let's start with something towards the end of my list there, the cash flow snowball. It's not just a rental. It's your growing cash machine, your cash flow snowball. And to define cash flow, if you're not sure what I mean here, that's not the rent that we're collecting. Yes, that is cash flow. However, we're collecting the gross rents, right? The total, the full rent. And out of that, we're paying the net expenses every month. Typically, that's principal and interest because we have a mortgage in place. We do buy with leverage because we can do much more. Our returns are better. So we're covering the principal and interest. We're covering the taxes, the insurance. We're going to talk later in the show about that 1% of the time where I do agree with it's just a rental, and build around that and get to the point that, well, maintenance is basically a goose egg. It's basically a zero here. Because of how we approach this, because of the mentality that we have when we buy these distressed houses and then go in and what do? Fix them up. So maintenance goes to zero. So gross rents, net of the expenses, that's your cash flow. And I've experienced this over a dozen years that these things, they become little cash machines very much, very easily, and they're just spitting that out. Anywhere from $200 to $600 per month. And I will tell you something, with interest rates, and therefore mortgage rates coming down, they have, maybe the Federal Reserve may have not taken their step yet, but mortgage rates have softened. That cash flow will actually start to trend higher when you first get into these properties. Over time, it does anyhow, but that cash flow will start to trend higher now because of lower rates. And rents are trending upward. And you may have seen just recently, there was some inflation news. If I jump over here, got it open on my computer here. This particular article was on CNN. It says, inflation milestone, consumer price index slows below 3% for the first time since March of 2021. Good news. Now, in the meantime, we've seen that inflation and prices are higher. Are we going to see deflation? Who knows? I don't know. That's why I still want to continue to build my cash flow. And if you haven't built any yet, that extra $1,000 that we talked about, bam, that will help you with where prices have landed. But the good news, yeah, I guess CPI has slowed below 3% for the first time in a number of years. Now, what they don't tell you in this particular article is what the components of that CPI are. And one of those that actually has not gone down, and in fact has gone up, is rent. The July rent inflation is actually up almost 0.5% month on month, and it's up 5.09% year on year. In June, it was up 5.07%, so we're seeing it's marginal, but we're seeing a slight acceleration in the inflation of rents. So why am I telling you this? If you're a renter, that's bad news. But if you own these properties, that's good news, because as rates come down, but rents continue to grow, that means even more cash flow. So if you're buying this to create that cash flow snowball, that's typically where we start. I'm buying it because I need an extra $200 to $600 per month because my bills are too high. Because even if CPI is down, the groceries are still high. That will help me. Extra cash in my pocket. Then this is good news. And I'm not going to dive into this today in great detail, but what you're hearing right there, we've seen this over the past number of years, is also why a rental house is not just a rental, but a great inflation hedge. Rents typically trend up with inflation, and even here, with a little bit of deceleration in the CPI, right, prices are still going up. They didn't go down. They're just going up at a slower pace. Rents are still going up at a faster pace. And again, as somebody that's been doing this for a dozen years and watched the impacts of my portfolio as I held them through an inflationary period, where we peaked somewhere north of 9%, I know that's not Argentina inflation. It's not anything crazy hyperinflation, things that we've seen in, you know, the Weimar Republic in Germany, nothing like that. But I took a hit to my bottom line when I went to the grocery store, and I'm sure you did too. But what I did see is that my rents trended upward. And as we came to renewal time, the rents are sticky. Keep that in mind as well. And I think we're probably seeing that a little bit in these rent inflation numbers. Typically, we're signing a 12-month lease. I like that, by the way, because I'm locking in. I know what my cash flow is. It's not just this month. I know what it is the month after that, in fact, for 12 months, typically, I can plan. And if I've got staggered rents across a multitude of houses in my portfolio, that planability, that 12-month cycle, I can layer those, I can stagger those. But we saw the rent growth year after year after year from that point in time when we saw inflation rear its head. I wasn't going to dive into that too much. I did, but we're going to take a quick break, middle of the show. I've got a lot more things you need to think about, so stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited wants you real estate retired. Learn the roadmap to wealth building. Impact your family for generations, just like Lifestyle members Chad and Lisa.
They're learning the rope. They see this in their future, too. It's benefited our children in the way they think of their future. It's taught them how to think in the millions.
Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, teaching you how to retire in 5 years or less while building generational wealth in this rapidly changing environment. Now's the time to take action. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 for a 60% savings off the regular price. Our Financial Freedom Program membership for $297. That's $443 off our regular price. With over 33 years of educating and mentoring experience, let Lifestyles Unlimited help you become real estate retired. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Thanks for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, you can send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. So we're in the second half of the show. We've been talking about just some of the thinking I hear from people out there. These are typically not Lifestyles members that I'm engaging with. I go out to a lot of events. You should understand that. Good place to go to source properties, by the way, is other investors. People are trading in these things all the time. I see it quite a lot, but I hear a lot too, and it's just a rental. Especially people that are starting out, I think. maybe don't take this quite seriously enough as they should. And I'm not telling you that that means this is a lot of work and you're gonna have a lot to do, because that could not be any farther from the truth. This is very much a passive activity. The IRS treats it that way, right? I've been thinking about that as well. Just got my tax return finished finally. Took our time. It's okay. But thinking about that notion, though, it's just a rental. And there are a lot of things it is other than just a rental. And we talked about the cash flow side. Big part of this. And it's not just a rental. It's your financial freedom, because it builds on that very cash flow snowball. Now, when we bought our first house 12 years ago, this month, in fact, I remember it kicked off, rates were lower then, kicked off $450 per month. Was that a welcome sight in my checking account every month? Yeah. Yeah, again, we collect the gross rents, we pay the expenses, and that net is our profit at the end of the month. But we didn't just stop with one. We bought another one very shortly thereafter. Roughly same number. Bam, now we have $900 coming in every month. Snowball's doubled in size. Bought another one. This one was a little bit better cash flow. It was closer to $500-something. So let's just call it $1,500. You can see how that's going and how that's growing. And if you're working like I was at the time, and my wife as well, we're collecting our income from our jobs, our earned income. That's what we're living off of. That's what we were living off anyhow. So we're able to take that snowball and point those funds that are coming in back into the business to acquire the next one. And you're able to acquire houses faster and faster and faster as a result. If you just wait for that snowball to collect, you'll be able to get another house. Now, we have ways that you can do this even faster. We'll teach you that. But remember, that snowball is just part of the reasons that we do what we do. And over time, what you'll find is that you have achieved, because that snowball's gotten so big. The cash that's coming in and that you're keeping as a profit every month has become so large that you are financially free. And if I define that for you, we just simply define financial freedom as meeting all of our monthly expenses with passive income from our rental property. So whatever your household monthly bill is, you might want to look at the annual number, divide by 12. That might smooth it out. But let's just say it's $4,000 per month. Just picking a number. And if I can cash flow, let's just say $400 per house, easy math for me, then what do I need to do? I need to buy 10 houses. Now I have $4,000 a month coming in that meet my expenses. I'm financially free. I don't have to rely on that job anymore to attain that income to live. Now, typically, we want to build beyond that. Maybe we want to meet our income. Assumes that our income is greater than our expenses. Typically, people target that, or maybe some percentage above that. But fundamentally, financial freedom is when you've met all your expenses with passive income from your rentals. If your expenses are $10,000 per month, just do the math. That's more houses or more apartments, more cash flow. But I will tell you, it's really a relief when you get to this point. It's common, you know, I was in my role at my last job, I think it was about 10, 11 years. And I liked what I did for the longest time, but at some point, I stopped liking what I did. It was never a high-stress thing for me, fortunately. But it was a relief to know that when that time came, when that mindset in my own head or about my job changed, I'm financially free, I can leave. And I did. More importantly, my wife, not a low-stress environment. We were able to retire her from corporate hell after just 3 years. So here too, it's not just a rental. It's your path to early retirement. So once you are financially free, you can free yourself from that job. Retire early if you so choose. And we had to get her out of there, and we did. And we did. Now, I retired a little bit later, a couple years ago at the age of 47. Retired early. Now, if you look at the Social Security Department and when I should retire, 67 and 2 months, I think it is. So 20 years ahead of what the government thinks is appropriate. But then again, it's the government. You know, they don't seem to be right all too often these days, do they? So it's not just a rental. It's that cash flow snowball. It's financial freedom. It's retirement. It's a wealth building machine. So we talked about the cash flow. Very, very important. But that's not it. that's not all. We make money five ways on our houses. Six with apartments. But I'm going to focus on the houses. So we got the cash flow, but we have four more ways that we're making money, three of which are wealth builders. Number one is equity capture. We buy right, and we teach you how to do this at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you how to go out and find those houses that you can buy at a discount, typically because they do need some level of work. But because you're able to buy at a discount, let's say 50 cents on the dollar, and you're able to get that work done at a good price because you've got the connections, you're in the network, you've got the vendors, the contractors, etc., that can do it, not at retail prices, but at wholesale prices, you fix it up, and through the process, you capture equity. I'm looking at an example here. This is around Houston somewhere. Equity capture, almost $50,000. Cash out of pocket to capture that equity, about $20,000. So I'm more than doubling, more than tripling my money right there. But yes, there is some level of renovations that go into that, but that's equity capture. We're buying these houses at a discount. When this house is fixed up, it's projected to be worth about $260,000, so more than 50 cents on the dollar discount. Now there's some rehab, we'll have to do some renovations, and through that process, we're creating about $50,000 in equity. We call that equity capture. Now, my out-of-pocket, my true investment into this property is just about $20,000. Add that capital that I've put in there on top of that $50,000. I'm sitting on $70,000 in equity. So when I told you earlier, you can do a cash-out refi, pull that out to reinvest, bam, do that in a year and some change. Or you sell it. Because after a year and a day, you roll into capital gains territory. Again, thinking about tax advantages to where you're taxed at a lower rate. And if you really want to defer the taxes, you can do a 1031 exchange and roll that into your next couple of investments. And again, cash flow. This thing cash flow is about $200 a month. The return on equity capture, 240%. Return on cash on cash, 11%. So these are returns you're not seeing anywhere else. So the financial reasons are there. You'll get to that early retirement. You'll be real estate retired when you achieve your financial freedom. All things that you can do when you start to go down this path, because it's not just a rental. But, and I mentioned this already, by the way, that investment I was just talking about, I see these things every day, multiple times a day, in multiple markets, not just in Texas, across the United States, where we have Lifestyles Unlimited Realty, Lifestyles Realty operating. They go find these things. They do the analysis. They send it my way. I'm like, okay, interested, let's go. Or, hey, it doesn't meet my goals, moving on to the next one. But we get this thing, we fix it up, right? And you have to remember, it's not just about you. It's not just a rental. It's somebody's home. It's part of the neighborhood. It's part of the community. So we have to think about this. And, you know, when something comes up, take care of it. Going back to the start of the show when I said, you know, typically when people say it's just a rental, they're dismissing things around maintenance, deferred maintenance. That becomes an issue. Take care of it. But this is also the one time out of 100 that I will agree with the statement that it's just a rental. And here's why. So as I described in that example house, we're going in, we're buying this thing less than 50 cents on the dollar. We're going to put in the work needed to fix it up and get to that market value. But you have to remember, and we're going to follow the motto that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, best product, best price. Meaning anything that's broken now, those drooping ceiling fans from the 70s, that shag carpet that smells a little weird, those doors that are hanging off the hinges, the old appliances, the foundation, we're going to go in and we're going to fix all that because we're going to follow that motto, best product, best price. We want to put the best product in the market for that rental market. And we figure that out by looking at what has leased in the recent past and what does that look like. Is it all gray interior with granite countertops? Am I okay doing Formica? What is appropriate to that market? And this is that one time in 100 that I'll agree with the statement, yes, it is a rental. In fact, I have a sticker on one of my filing cabinets from a local GC, general contractor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He gave this to me years ago. I use this guy a lot. And it says, it's not my house, it's my investment. So the point is not that we don't want to put in the work. We absolutely want to repair these things. Anything that could break, is broken now or could break in the next handful of years, I want to fix it now because that's what drives my maintenance to zero, so that when I'm figuring out my cash flow, I'm not impacted by maintenance every other week because I've fixed everything. So we absolutely want to do that. Follow the Lifestyles Unlimited motto, best product, best price. But I'll tell you that best product, best price does not mean over rehab. Just because you would do this in your personal house, that does not mean over renovate. Because you like the quartz countertops, does not mean it's appropriate to put those in that particular property, in that particular neighborhood, in that particular submarket, because everything else around it has formica. Right? Don't over renovate. This is the one time where I would say, you have to get away from your personal space. Don't think about, if I wouldn't live in it, that doesn't matter. This is not you. You are not living in it. So when I hear the phrase, it's just a rental, 99 times out of 100, it's a pejorative thought. It's bad thinking. The mindset is wrong. But this is the one time where I'll say it is, in fact, a rental, not my house. It's my investment. So don't overdo it. So my one caution, my one recommendation to you in that sense. Again, we are fixing things that are broken. If it needs the foundation lifted, do it. If it's got that old shag carpet, get it out. Put something new in. Go with laminate, vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank. Very popular right now. Update it to the modern era. Just don't overdo it. So is it just a rental? No, it is not. In fact, last thought for the show. We're running out of time here. It is your investment. And it is a business. Now, as a business, it can be very much a passive activity. That's why we call it passive income. Again, I've been doing this for a dozen years. I travel around the country in my RV all the time. I do self-manage my portfolio, but I'm able to get away and to do these things because it can be very passive if you build the business right. And you should treat it as a business. And if you're not sure what that means or how to build the business, how to find that first rental house, how to renovate it, what the sales comps look like, how to figure out the market rent, all that stuff. I didn't know that 12 years ago, 12 and a half years ago. Where can you go to learn? Same place I did. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. In fact, I'd encourage you, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, catch our past shows there. You'll learn a lot there. But while you're there, there's a button there for the free workshop. Register for that. Learn more about what we do. It's free. It's virtual. It's live. Someone is actually live presenting that. You can ask questions and whatnot, but learn more about what we do. Why it's not just a rental. Build your business, create that cash flow, become financially free, become real estate retired, and go out and enjoy the life because, hey, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.